A political analyst, Dr. Seidu Alidu, says reshuffle and reassignment have not really helped improve performance of ministers over the years. He believes appointment of new people to occupy such positions would help bring new ideas to promote development rather than rotating them within the same ministerial portfolio. Dr. Seidu Alidu's comment follows the recent reassignment of regional ministers back to their home regions to serve. He described as impressive the performance put up by the affected ministers and therefore sees no reasons why they should be asked to change their positions. He spoke to Yahya Kwamwa.
I don't see this as a reshuffle in the first place. It is just reverting ministers back to where they were originally appointed to serve. And I think when the president made this realignment, the justification was that it intends to bring unity, coexistence, and integration such that you don't need to come from a specific region to be able to serve as the regional minister for that particular region. So if an ever-speaking individual becomes the regional minister for Ashanti region, that is one way or the other going to breed that sort of integration, united country moving forward. So if that was one of the major reasons for that particular reassignment, I now ask myself, what then is the other reason for reverting them back to where they were originally appointed? What happened to that purpose of nation building, integration, unity? If it has to do with performance, they have all done very well so far, the 10 regional ministers. So I don't see the reason behind why the presidency has decided to revert them back to their original position. The second observation is that even if this qualifies as reshuffle, how long are we going to continue to reshuffle ministers when we face strict national challenges? So is reshuffling of ministers the answer? I think that we have to work beyond.
Some people say governance is a continuous process. That's why they need to be reshuffled or realigned to take different positions or the same position at different levels.
It is a continuous process. But that element of reshuffle, what is the brain behind it? It's to promote efficiency and then get government business running. So if government is facing a problem of maybe efficiency or problem of growth, why don't you introduce new talent into the political governance structure rather than just realign the old people who have been there and we have been facing that problem of reshuffle? And my point is that we have done this since 1992 and we are still facing the same challenges that we are facing. We need to identify the cause of the problem and tackle them head on.
So what will you then suggest or what advice will you give to the government in the light of this?
I have two. First, reshuffle is just a cover screen for hiding some of the challenges that we face. That's my first thing. The second is the fact that we need to reintroduce new talent rather than realigning the same old talent that we have had in the past, which to some extent are not producing the desired results.
Political analyst Dr. Seidu Alidu in that interview with Yahya Kwamwa.
Meanwhile, a minister of state at the presidency in charge of private sector development, Alhaji Rashid Pelpu, has been commenting on the reassignment of regional ministers back to their home regions. He told Radio Ghana that the reshuffle is in line with the vision of government. He could not, however, confirm whether there will be further reshuffles within the sector industries in the days ahead.
The president was very clear when he earlier on thought about the need to send regional ministers who don't hail from the region they are appointed from to go and take over other regions in reflection of our national unity and the fact that if you are a regional minister, you can also serve in any other region. He was very clear about it when he said that in driving that policy, it is only for a limited period of time and that ministers will be given the opportunity to go back to where they belong. So it is a government policy. He has taken a policy decision and he is reflecting on the mood of the times and has coincides with his own expectations and policy direction.
The initial motive, as we're told by the president, is to ensure national cohesion and integration. That's why some ministers were asked to go to different regions to serve. And barely a year, they've been asked to go back to their regions. Want to find out what is the reason for this reversal of the idea?
Well, the original idea, as presented by the president himself, is to give Ghanaians a feel of how ministers from other regions can also serve in regions that they naturally don't belong to, meaning they don't originate from. And it will bring about cohesion. And that perspective is still part of our policy to make sure that we see ourselves not as ethnic groups, not as regions that don't cut across because of our national identity, but as regions which will bring us together as a nation.
I appreciate the fact that people say if his ministers or its ministers are performing. And since the policy was introduced, assessment from the public in some of the regions has indicated that some of them are actually performing. Example, the Northern Regional Minister and the Upper West Regional Minister. Do you think it is in the right direction that the President has asked them to go back to their original regions?
Well, the two ministers you have mentioned, it shows clearly that there is some good performance coming from the regional ministers. And it also shows that a performing regional minister can equally perform elsewhere. And it's good news that you are a performing person, and it doesn't matter the environment you are operating. Thankfully, they are not dismissed. They are only repositioned to do what they have been doing in the other places.
Are we expecting a more cabinet reshuffle in the coming days?
Well, I won't be able to say. I can only comment on what the president has done. I'm commenting because it is a policy he had already put in the public domain.
Minister of State and the President in Charge of Private Sector Development, Alhaji Rasheed Pelpo, talking to Yaya Kwamwa.